We're always looking for ways and strategies to influence people. People want to influence their children. People have talmidim. People have opportunities and need strategies to be able to influence. So it's an interesting, actually, two, but one is a little bit different. But if you look at the second Rabag, but when Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael, so it says, "V'lo yishomu el Moshe mikaitze ruach me'avoda kosher." Didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu because of this shortness of spirit, whatever that means, and avoda kosher. So the Rabag seems to have a different approach than most of the Meforshim here, and he says the Toelis is b'midos. For who? Sheroi la'odim kishiyirsa lahasik dova mame anoshim. He wishes to achieve something, to get something out of people, to get them, I guess, to do something or accept something. Sheyisader dvorov betachlis ma she'efshar bohem milekichas hanefoshois v'ma she'ratzehu miyipui hadvorim haheim v'keshutom kedei she'ofutu lishmo elov. He should organize, he should be mesader his words in the most appropriate way, that he should be able to grab, to draw these nefoshes, even to something that they will desire, and he'll be able to entice them to accept and to follow what he has to say. And it happens to be that it's something even that they desire. Ki bezul hazeh efshe shelo yaseh mevukshoy. Without this, he may not achieve his desire, his intention. Even though these things are for them a benefit, I'm coming to tell you something that's for your benefit. Still, unless he's misadar it in the best possible way, in a way that should be appealing, that should appeal to them, that should be able to entice them and convince them, then he's not going to be able to succeed. He may not succeed in reaching them. Even though these are for their benefit. And the proof is, he says, this is where you see it from. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say this to Klal Yisrael to get them to realize that he's going to now, there's going to bring the Geula to Klal Yisrael. Imroiv mashiyesh bin yonoi mehatoiv lohem mehapitui el shiaminu bidvorem elu. Says, there's so much here that stands to benefit them and should entice them to believe in him. Because, hey, we're finally going out of Mitzrayim. He's coming with this very positive and very welcome message. Hinei loy shomu Yisrael el Moshe, mipnei koitzer ruach Moshe, mipnei koitzer ruach Moshe, because of Moshe's koitzer ruach, not the koitzer ruach of the Klal Yisrael, as others would say, mipnei koitzer ruach Moshe milehishtadel lesader dvorov be'ofen sholem, kederech shiafutu lahamin ledvorov. He wasn't mishtadel to organize his words in such a way that it should be both in sholem, in this completely well-organized presentation, in a way that they will be enticed and convinced to believe him that the time of the Geula has come. It seems that, simply put, it doesn't seem to be a very profound lesson, because it seems if you want to convince someone of something, and even if it's someone who it's something that this individual would want, but the way to do it is to make your best presentation. But it sounds like that he's saying more than that, because when he summarizes it in the lesson, he says, you see from over here that they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, mipnei koitzer ruach Moshe, because Moshe, I guess, didn't have enough, he was so short, so broken, maybe in his spirit himself, from because of the lack of hishtadlis to be mesader dvorov. Now, lechoira, the reason they didn't listen is because he didn't have the best presentation. But it sounds like that the chisaron with the presentation was not necessarily in the presentation per se, but rather, I mean, mele maybe in the presentation, but it stems from the koitzer ruach mi lehishtadel lesadet dvorav boifin sholem, in the way that should convince them. It sounds like that in convincing someone of a message something that we wish to influence someone, and even though it's something that's to his benefit and he himself would certainly be noite, would want to accept and to believe it, but when he sees how well we organize the presentation, when he sees the effort that went into it, that could make all the difference in the success of the presentation. It seems that it isn't just the success of the actual presentation, you know, how eloquent and how powerful and how convincing, but it's the koitzer ruach mile hishtadel lesader. It's the seder and the hishtadlus for the seder, that when that is lacking, when we didn't see him put in all that effort into his presentation, that might make the difference, that I'm trying to convince a person of something which is for his benefit, and I'm using effective arguments, but my arguments don't seem to be the product of serious effort to organize the presentation, that might fail to reach the mark, even of something, even to an audience who is Neite, whose natural inclination is to accept this because it's to their benefit. There was a famous, I don't know if could I mention the name or not, but there was a famous Rav, Rosh Yeshiva, who was known to give a very, you know, a Yortzeit shir that was hours long and everything. And it was known that he wrote the whole thing out and he would read it. You know, I guess he had this reading and looking up, you know, there's ways to read from a text, but he would read it from the text. And some people said that, you know, like, it was just a can, so give out the speech, you know, pass out the speech and just, and why, who needs you? But the reality is, someone pointed out that it lends to a whole different level of chashivus. When you see the extent of his preparation, that he went and he prepared every detail and he wrote it up with all the minutiae and all the nuances that you use in the presentation. Some people, when they write up speeches, even write footnotes on the side, when you should open your hands, when you should go like this, when you should go like that, but that maybe is extra. But lemaisa, you see the extent of the presentation, that makes the presentation reach its mark, and it can make the difference in the effectiveness of a message. Just that I see the effort that was put into it and organizing it and making it the most powerful presentation possible, that could make the difference in the acceptance of a presentation, even to those who themselves would be so noted to want to hear about it. So I think it's a piece of advice that I guess we all could use, that in terms of enhancing presentations by the clarity with which, or the sense of which the recipients will have that this has been well thought out, well prepared, well organized, great hishtadlus went into it, and then that can have an effect which otherwise, no matter how eloquent it might come out, because it's not talking about the eloquence according to this, and no matter how receptive they might want to be, but we won't have that same impact. The other Ralbag here on the first one, Vaitseisi Eschem Vitzalti Vilokachti. So he says something very interesting. He says here the Toelis is Lohidia Shashgocho Elikis Mashgachas Bemushgochimbo Lahaknoisom Hatoibis Hanafshiois Ulhatsila Mehorois Hanafshiois. He says that the Hashgocho of Hashem is Mashgiach on people to have them to be koine the toivois hanafshiois ulahatzilo mehorois hanafshiois, to be koine the ruchniestik accomplishments, the ruchnies, the midas, the yerushamayim, the madregos, all their ruchniestik accomplishments, and to save them from ruchniestik rois evil. To the same extent, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashgiach to assure that he gives us good and he saves us from evil in the physical sense. Well, is that Timtzor Sheishgiach Hashem Yisal Al Yisrael Bavur HaOvos Laknoisem Emuna Amitis? Because of the Ovos, he was mishtal to give them Emuna Amitis Ulahatzila Me'Amunas Hanefsodos, and to save them from the negative emunos that they were exposed to in Mitzrayim. But Mashehera Miribo Isoisov Umevsim Eretz Mitzrayim, he showed all the miracles in Mitzrayim. Kadesh Yuchonu El Ashlemus Ramiti V'Yedu Shashem Yisalehu Hashem. They should know Hashem and recognize and grow spiritually. For who ye Elohim Mipnei Zelei Lukim V'Lahanig L'Ashkiach B'Chol In Yoneim. Boifen She Yitochim Bohem She Yirshu Eretz Kenan. They should be able to be zeicher ruchniistik, because if they weren't on the ruchniistik level, then they might not be able to be zeicher. So therefore, you see, he's metabol with the ruchnis. And in the last paragraph, he goes in even more. He says that's the pshat v'esreskam al kanfei neshorim. Not only was he, did he work to be maknelehem, that they should be koina all the ruchniistik levels, but he even walked, did it keilu hoya drochim ze hatachlis kishiyus oisam al kanfei neshorim v'yis oifafu me kehis oifafu. Comparing it to the eagle's speed of flying, that he made it that it should happen in a very quick way as well, that the hashbor ruchni on the Klal Yisrael. It seemed to me a little bit strange, because we know that Kodesh Baruch Hu's tachlis is to be mashpia hatova, is oilam chesed yibone, to do chesed and to take care of us in every way possible. That's mechaste Hashem. But when it comes to ruchnius, there's a b'chira chofshis. When it comes to ruchnius, you say, hey guys, you're on your own. Okay, it says, b'chol yoyim yitzor shalodim is gabrielo v'ilmol yakodesh baruch hu oizra eino yocholoi, that there's a siyata dishmaya, he helps us fight the yetzahora. But here he seems to equate the hashgochas Hashem in the gashmius with the hashgochas Hashem in the ruchnius, to the extent v'lozet timso sheshkiach Hashem yisal al Yisrael ke ba'avur ho'ovois lahaknoisom ho'emuno amitis, to cause them to be kind of the true emuno ulahatzilom me'amunas hanifsodes, and to save them from that, and to do it with lightning speed, with the speed of the eagle, to do it in such a way. Sounds like it's a little bit counterintuitive to the b'chira chofshis that a person has. And it seems that, and it could be that it's a dover poshut, but it seems that, and also he says it's bavura ovis, he's doing it. Bavura ovis. In other words, a person has b'chira, and that's where he's supposed to make the right choices. But it isn't as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits back and, listen, I give you chesed, I give you everything you need, and now you have your avodah is to use your bechira chofshis and to choose sur meirav asei toif. You bachar to b'chaim. That's what it's all about. But it seems that just as he does so much hashgocha to his shashgocha elakis mashgachas b'mushkochim bo lahaknoisim, just like he does to do the teva for us in the physical sense, in all the material areas of life, it's the same hashgocha kemoi sheishgiach b'em. It's the same hashgacha, and even though a person may not be worthy of it, because he's making the bad choices, but b'schus ovis, because of the schus ovis of this, it says ba'avur ovis, Hashem wants to take us into Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to take them into Eretz Yisrael, and they have that schus ovis, and even though they wouldn't be worthy the way they are, and they have the b'chira chofshis, and that's taka the way they're going to be zeicha, but he's mashpia and constant effort, mamish begeder lahaknoisom, almost in a comparable way to the way he does ashkocha protis, just to make sure that they make the right choices. So I assume that in the Rabbi Saul Salanta always used to be mechadish mahu afato, that since we're supposed to look at the das Hashem, the das keil elyon, and the midas Hashem that emanate from that ultimate chokhma, and to try to emulate that in our own lives, I think that we too have to have such an attitude in life, which means that it's not enough just to say that, you know, I'm going to be mektiv and I'll be machnes orchim and I'll give tztoka and I'll do chesed and everything else. And when it comes to ruchnius, okay, I'll teach and I'll advise and I'll maybe set a good example. But ultimately, a person has bechira chofshis. He has to choose his own choice. But it seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with that in a much more severe way. And just like he's mashkiach with everything possible to bring about the material good, he's mashkiach with everything possible, everything short of compromising the b'chira chofshis. Ultimately, the person has the choice. But because he has schus ovos, and because of where he comes from, because of who he is, that he will do everything to be mesabiv the sibus, to assure and to streamline the process to make sure that the ruchnius should in fact be achieved. And I assume that means that that's what we should be doing too. That we can't just have this attitude, well, okay, you know, people have choices, they have a right to make their own choices, and now let's move on, all right? I'll teach, I'll say, I'll let them know, but the hashgucha, the minute attention to detail, and I guess to speed too, because in ruchnius sometimes if you don't move fast enough, you miss the opportunity and it's all over. And therefore that also seems to be part of our achrayis in the bein odom lechaveroi, in the gather of people's ruchnius dikah benefits.